Hello, everyone, and welcome to the latest technology spotlight on our KnowledgeCast podcast. I'm Joe Hilger, the co-founder and CEO of Enterprise Knowledge. And of course, KnowledgeCast is our podcast talking about knowledge management, information management, data management, and really everything in between. The Technology Spotlight, for those that haven't listened to them before, are a product-centric view of how technology solves today's KM and information management challenges. Today, I'm speaking with Jeff Jonas, the CEO of Sensing. Sensing makes entity resolution software that is the fastest way to add highly accurate data matching and relationship analysis to applications and services. Jeff, it's wonderful to have you on the podcast. Thanks for joining.
Howdy, Joe.
I'll tell you, I saw some previews of what your software can do, I guess, a couple months ago and was honestly blown away. Tell us about Sensing and these APIs for entity resolution. What's the elevator pitch? Why should our listeners care?
Hey, first thing, maybe we can unpack this word entity resolution because everybody knows what it is, but man, I got to tell you, it's ironic, but it has so many synonyms. I mean, in marketing data, people might be trying to deduplicate and find duplicates in their record. In healthcare, it's patient record matching. My first algorithm in the 80s was debtor matching. Some people call it link detection, semantic reconciliation, identity resolution. So it has a lot of names. But if you have duplicates in your phone, that's an entity resolution problem. Imagine that. You're the only one that put the data in. You're the only curator. You have duplicates. Imagine a poor bank. So anyway, duplicates is what we solve around identity and whether it's people data or company data. And some use this for other domains like vessels. But Sensing's in the business of helping organizations solve that problem easy. It's been a struggle. People just ignore it now. Maybe they did a master data management project. They spent 3 years and $3 million. It's still not right. There's still 12% duplicates. My team and I have really been working on this for decades, and we make it easy for developers to plug in entity resolution. It's like developers aren't going to build their own spell check grammar checker. We ship people code. They download it for free. They just plug it into their workflows. It compiles into Java, Python, or C, and suddenly you got entity resolution out of the box.
Yeah, I like that. And Jeff, one of the things I was always impressed with, how long have you been doing this or working on this problem that people have just come to accept as what they have to deal with?
You know, the first algorithms I wrote were in the 80s for TransUnion. And the next set of algorithms I wrote, like Gen 2, was in the 90s for a company called Sendint that owned Ramada and Howard Johnson, Super 8, Days and Nights, and Travelodge, Wingate, Avis, Budget Rent-A-Car, and others. And that was Gen 2. And then Gen 3 in the 90s, again, another project in the 90s was for the casinos because they're trying to figure out how to keep out folks that were on the exclusionary list, you know, by the regulators. Anyway, then we built a Gen 4 and then a Gen 5, and then we sold Gen 5 to IBM. And while at IBM, I just had a big idea. And I talked to my boss running probably a $30 billion book of business. And I said, you know, for $50 million, I could build a sixth gen engine ground up. It's going to take a while. This stuff's super hard. If you want to build an engine that is, you know, a purpose-built AI that'll self-tune, self-correct, not need experts to run it, it is non-trivial and scale and be accurate and be explainable and have privacy, like a Swiss Army knife. I've been doing this for decades. And my team, my average engineer has been with me 20 years. Like, this is all we do. And to be clear, we don't do the scoring. After you entity resolve, maybe you're looking for good news to figure out how to do cross-sell, upsell, or maybe you're looking for bad news because you're trying to fight fraud. All those red light, green light scoring comes downstream from us. We just do the entity resolution.
It is so important. We talk about breaking down information silos all the time. And people think of that as different systems, different people, and organizational challenges. But what you're saying is identifying a single person and recognizing them across any number of ways that you interact with them is something that you all can do in a way that no one else can. And you're not a startup, even though you're a startup.
I'd like to say we're a startup, but the truth is we're a reincarnation. We just have a new birthday and a new name.
You know, for our customers, and from what I've seen, there's some advantages of what I'm hearing. A lot of the startups that people fall in love with, you also get used to accepting the problems of the immaturity of their software. It's a brilliant idea and they're working through it, but they haven't done it before. And really, in a way, we get the excitement of something new and possibly difference-making with Sensing. But at the same time, you've got software that's been built over time, six generations. On that side, it's almost boring in the sense that you've done it over and over, right?
Yeah. People have been asking me for some time, it's like, hey, what's new and exciting? I think to myself, well, you know, there's nothing really new and exciting. We're just working on making it cost less to run on a cloud compute for our customers that are, say, public companies running billion record systems. There's been two exciting things, though, in the last, say, 5 years. The first of those was running serverless on cloud compute infrastructures like AWS, the fact that you can have an entity resolution auto scale up, commanding more resources across the containers and the queues and the database and auto scale up and then auto scale down and entity resolve 100 million records for $1,200, it's a breakthrough. And that was the biggest thing. And the next big thing happening right now, which is actually the most exciting thing, is large language models. They won't do the entity resolution. You can do some matching with them, but you're climbing trees to get to the moon. So that's not the thing to do. But all the things around entity resolution, like conversational search, you don't have to search for Jeff, tab, tab, Jonas, tab, June 22nd. You can just say it. And conversational explainability. Why did it put those records together? And just in plain English, explain exactly why it put those records. It's so exciting. Anyway, that's kind of the next big exciting thing that we're cooking up.
KnowledgeCast is brought to you by Enterprise Knowledge, the world's largest dedicated knowledge management consultancy. From training to benchmarks, strategy, design, prototyping, and all the way to enterprise-level implementations, Enterprise Knowledge wants to be your services partner. Spanning the fields of knowledge management, knowledge graphs, data, learning, advanced content management, and enterprise artificial intelligence, contact us at info@enterprise-knowledge.com to discuss how we can support you.
Love that. So who should be learning more about sensing? What types of organizations or roles in an organization should be listening and diving in?
Folks that are trying to get better answers, better insights. They're trying to lower fraud. They're trying to find synthetic identities. They're trying to really understand their customer with a 360-degree view. It might be the developer that's been asked or the programmer on the ground that's been asked, hey, you need to get these duplicates out of here so we can get better answers. So we're producing better outcomes. It's either top down or bottom up. But at the end of the day, what you're really trying to do is, if you don't really understand who's who and who's related to who in your enterprise, which is a graph statement.
You know, you've used a couple examples here, understanding your customer. So customer-based marketing. I can imagine an organization like Sendint that was a roll-up of so many different companies would have that challenge. And then you've also talked about banks fighting fraud. What are some of the other big use cases that people can use this entity resolution software to help solve?
You know, fixing data on the way in when you're doing KYC and signing up a customer for the first time, you might want to, at that moment, figure out if it's somebody you've already, a married name gone to a maiden name. Maybe the first time they had their passport, now they have their driver's license. I was thinking about this the other day. If you don't actually fix that kind of data at arrival, and then you get that error in it, and then it starts replicating around, now it's in your lake, it's in your warehouses, it's replicated over to those systems, it's just horrible news. So what you really got to do is you got to try to clean things up. You know, who's who is just one of the most fundamental things to actually know. I show up at a hotel. I'm not going to name the brand because it's unbecoming. They're like, hey, we don't have your loyalty club number. They've searched it up. Which Jeff Jonas are you in Vegas? They name them. I'm like, I'm all three. They go, well, we can't fix that right now, but which one do you want to be today? I'm like, really?
Oh, that's hysterical. So you see the problem you're trying to solve, you run into all the time.
By the way, people in life run into this. But, you know, every master data management system, every KYC, AML, insider's threat, vendor and supply chain integrity, every healthcare system that's trying to do longitudinal studies about students in the education system, voter registration, fraud in healthcare, insurance fraud, it's just everywhere. And by the way, this brings me to one nuance is most systems that are trying to match record or identity resolution, whatever you want to call it, are trying to take an inbound record and find another record it matches. But the problem is in the area of fraud, clever bad guys don't use the same name, address, and phone on every record.
Absolutely.
So you will never find them. So if you're using entity resolution that really does record matching, how does a record match a record? You never find anybody that's clever. You only find the idiots, and they're going to run out of gas on the way to the operation, you know? And so what you need, and we've been perfecting this, and it's entity-centric learning. And what you're doing there is over time, as records conjoin, you're learning all the variations of the name they've used. And you're learning the different addresses they've used and used. You've learned the different variations of the date of birth. Now there's three. One's just a simple month and day transpose, but the other one's just completely different. Was it an error or is it a way they're obfuscating their identity? And as you create a union of these features, all the different ways they've expressed themselves, then when a new record shows up, you're not trying to find a record. You're trying to find an entity that's got all these features. I kid you not, one of our government customers had a case where they took 11 ricochet shots of other records in between to figure out that Tim and Ken are really the same people.
So this is really sophisticated stuff. This isn't just, I've got two records, I've matched six fields across these two records, and that's close enough. You're learning, you're growing, Tell me more about how you're different.
We're doing real-time learning as the data is arriving. I'll give you an example. We're a real-time streaming engine for scale. I mean, you can run us on a laptop, and we have people use us for really small, exciting use cases that are public good. And then we're used by the biggest organizations in the world that have billions or tens of billions of records. The hardest thing of all is this. You've loaded a billion records, and now you get record billion and one. And you have to say, okay, is this a new person or a known person? And how do they relate graph to the entities I've got? And then once it lands, then you have to ask yourself the following question. Now that I know this, had I known this in the beginning, over the billions of records I've seen and made decisions about, would I have made any of those decisions differently? Does this new observation reverse any earlier assertions?
Oh, wow.
That type of real-time learning, if you can't do that, and really the market today is still either batch, or if they do real-time, they can't change the past. So what happens is your data starts to drift from the truth. You just got a record today, but it tells you that 2 years ago you put some records together, but that's now provably a junior and a senior based on what you just saw today. What's happening in most systems is that those errors accumulate and start to, I'll say, propagate and add up. So anyway, fixing the past in real time, I mean, we spent, I'll just say, to do that at scale, millions.
Wow. It's a reason companies should look for a package solution as opposed to trying to build this on their own.
That is so true. It's so hard to explain this because it's kind of exciting and fun. So people want to work on it. Look at me. I've spent my life, right? But they don't realize that if I were to list out like a bunch of things you want it to be explainable. You want it to be easy to use, agile, so you can add new data sources. You want it to be able to run on cloud, scale up, work in different languages and different cultures. You want to minimize how much data cleaning you need. Is the address parsed and structured or not? If I were to list out all the things you'd need, yeah, you can get 70% of the way there for a million, 80% of the way there for five. But I'm not kidding. You spend $30 million to get 90% of the way and you're still not competitive in the market.
And it's about being better than others. So speaking of the market, I know you all are a leading tool as I've done my research, but what makes Sensing unique against its competitors? What's the reason people should look at Sensing and not any of the other tools on the market?
Well, first of all, nothing matters if it's not accurate, but accurate and performant so that you can scale up and run hundreds of millions or billions of records at low latency. You're starting to get different. The thing that is absolutely the most unique about us is it doesn't need training or tuning. You can run it out of the box. You don't need any experts. We demonstrate how you can download, like for free without even an email address, the entire product, and then download what we call a truth set, load the truth set into the Docker container, add more data sets, and integrate more data, figuring out who's who and who's related. It's unprecedented how little effort's needed. That's all out of the box and self-correcting and get smarter. The longer pole in the tent now is just mapping the data. We're JSON in and JSON out. And that last name, Jonas, first name, Jeff, you put that in JSON. Sensing's headless. We have no GUI. We plug into other people's workflows. And getting things mapped to the different field is the thing now that takes just a little bit of work. Some data sources with 10 columns are pretty easy. And if it's more, maybe it'll take an hour. And if it's really complicated, maybe it'll take a few days. But we help people with that for free just so they can try it out.
And Jeff, I like that. Here we're a consultancy, and I love that there's no work for consultants in this piece of
puzzle. Why would you want to have to toil over this? That's
exactly.
People have been sweeping this elephant under the carpet, and now it just looks like a toupee. You got this giant elephant with this little itty bitty carpet on it. People have just been ignoring this. If I can, I just want to say something about breaking down silos. And the way I think about it, it's almost like puzzle pieces. You got the pile of blue puzzle pieces over there. You got the yellow pile of puzzle pieces over there, the magenta pile of puzzle pieces over there. And what you're trying to solve is if you can't see how these puzzle pieces relate to each other, you can't see the whole picture. What you're trying to do is allow an organization to be able to weave these puzzle pieces together. And it really is about the story of context. I could show you a puzzle piece with red on it, and you wouldn't know if it's a fire hydrant, the side of a fire engine, until you get the pieces around it. You know, when I say context, I mean better understanding something by knowing how it relates to the things around it. And that's what brings it to graph. And maybe one of our bigger discoveries about graph is that you can't do high quality resolution unless you can see the graph around it.
Absolutely. Right? That's obviously, as you know, we do a lot of work with knowledge graphs. And from our standpoint, it's about providing context. And this is where we get excited, right? How great would it be if someone said, tell me everything about this person, and we didn't have to figure out all the duplicates and all the different names for that person so that we would understand who that person is and then could build the context around them. So Jeff, what Sensing's APIs allow our customers to do is say, oh, these 17 systems all list this person's name. And we now know with great confidence this person is one person. Now, as I pull information from each of those systems, I can hook it to the right person and only the right person. And suddenly that customer experience, that access to information, all of that comes together and people get the information they need to be really better at their jobs.
What an entity resolution engine does in Graph is it allows you to collapse nodes that are synonyms that don't share a join key, or they're deceiving because the join key is the same social. But the problem is, like we see in Vegas, I call it home, maybe the husband signs his wife up for the loyalty club but didn't know her social, so he used his. So you'll find different people's names using the same social for that convenience, or you'll find a family using the same email. And so being able to recognize when to put records together or not, even though some of the keys are the same. So collapsing those nodes and then also revealing relationships like families that are different people but sharing an email, or they a household that lives at the same address. And what's happening is a growing number of our Sensing customers are replicating or synchronizing our entity result graph with their backend graph. And that means downstream graph analytics. Whether you're doing machine learning, whether you're doing real-time scoring, whether you're doing cross-sell, upsell, customer support, doing fraud, the quality of all those downstream graph outcomes are actually a lot better.
Chief data officers out there, hopefully they're listening to this. What Jeff has here is really about data quality as much as anything else, and getting it right and being able to deliver better analytics and better information to your business users. You know, Jeff, you've always been passionate about technology and what it can do and where it can go. What's next in this space? What's the thing 1 year, 2 years, 5 years out that we're going to start seeing and that we should be excited about?
I think we'll be talking to our entities, you know. Find me the records that are like this and you're saying it in plain English. You don't have to be prescriptive about the exact, you know, filling in certain fields about what you're looking for. We'll be able to do when you want to load a new data set. The Department of Labor, for example, has a file on organizations that have had compliance actions. You know, they've been bad practices in labor. Okay, you can download the file to CSV. If you're a developer, you're just going to say, hey, could you whip me up a program using the Sensing JSON format in Python that's going to convert that for me? Not only is our product free to download, okay, so people can really just try it, but all of my technical docs are public indexed on Google. The LLMs have been trained on it. I can literally go to, like, I don't know, ChatGPT or Bing Chat, and go, hey, would you make me some sample data records using name, address, phone, and date of birth and put it in the Sensing JSON format? And it'll write sample data records in JSON. And then I can say, well, I want to show some relationships. Can you make three more people that live at the Ash Street address? It looks up in that sample data, finds the records that's Ash Street, takes its actual street number and postal code, and then makes three more records with three people that are roommates in Sensing JSON format. This is the future, man. It's this nexus of being conversational with the underpinnings of good analytics is being able to count things, and entity resolutions about counting things. And then it's hierarchies. In fact, a lot, 30% of our customer bases are using corporate hierarchy data so they can see through supply chains, right? Plus officers and directors, ultimate beneficial owners.
Absolutely. And what a neat idea for the future. You know, we talk about, particularly in the data space, getting to a place where business users are more in control, domain-centric data and analytics. Imagine if we had data scientists who weren't just asking SQL developers to organize or code or make information happen, but starting to just conversationally request things. Hey, look for duplicates here. What are you finding? Here's some names. Tell me more about the Joe Hilger duplicate. Why do you think these are the same? That level of analysis and that ability to have a conversation is, in my mind, game-changing for people in the data space, taking us out of, could you run this report and let me sort and filter it, to a true dialogue to find answers and not just get a lot of data back that you then still have to process.
Yeah, and you're going to be able to put the actual engineers on maybe more interesting tasks. Because back to the data quality aspect, I'm not sure if it's still this way, but we used to have on our GitHub, it's like, hey, we help you solve the mundane task of matching your records. Like, really? And I'll tell you, so many organizations will have teams that are like practiced in the dark art of entity resolution, and you really got to keep them forever because they're the only ones that know how all those cracks. Yeah. And there's really more interesting things to work on. So we're at the end of the day, we're trying to democratize this and commoditize it. We've made it affordable to everybody. The prior five generations, I will confess, I was trying to make a lot of money from a few. And now we're trying to make just a little bit of money from everybody. And just like number two pencils, man, everybody can have it.
Actually, that's an important point. Entity resolution can feel like it's too big or hard to do. And really what you've done is you've automated it in a way that makes it easier, but you've also created a price point that means even small to mid-sized companies can start doing some entity resolution in a way they probably could never even have considered before. And that's exciting.
Yeah, and not with a bunch of services you have to wrap around it. Like literally, we're just what's called a DLL or a shared object, not a big bunch of moving parts. It's just so simple. Our prices are on the website too. People are maybe wondering what's the definition of cheap, but we had a state use our tech to handle their clean slate law, and they wanted to take people's felonies off their records for certain kinds of felonies, and 500,000 people in the state got their felonies expunged. And I think that was under a million records and $4,000.
Yeah.
Okay. We have a public company in financial services, and they use us for all their global transaction screening and the watch list they have. Let's say it's 3 million records. I think we get paid $11,000 a year.
Yeah.
Okay? Now it scales up. You know, when you get to 100 million records, we're about 150K. And if you're all you can eat over a billion records, it's 900K a year. But you are not going to have a real-time entity resolution system that's accurate, that you don't need multiple copies to keep different systems, A system, B system, while you're reloading. The savings on that is just extraordinary. Anyway, so it scales up, scales down.
I like it, Jeff. Anything else before we wrap up?
It's really exciting about the future of the relationship between entity resolution and graph. It's like peanut butter and chocolate. That doesn't convey I found out in Europe. It's so weird. You're like peanut butter and chocolate. They look at you like, trust me, it's really good. It's really exciting what's coming next around how entity resolved data and will collapse nodes and graphs. And what looks like 112 nodes in a graph with lines is really just five things. It's really three people, two cars, and a plane. And it's not 112 things. And it speeds up analytics. It speeds up humans' ability to make sense of it. And I think it's going to drive enormous value in analytics and more efficient use of people's time in business.
Couldn't agree more. It's really going to be a game changer, both of those technologies. And then you mix LLM in it. It's now a conversation. It's no longer just a new way to organize and kind of understand information. Jeff, great stuff.
Thanks, man. Hey, by the way, I love how you guys are so totally dedicated to all things graph, like no other on the planet. And we're kindred spirits, I'll say, in the sense that that's all we do is this entity resolution. No scoring, no viz, just who's who. As we are that obsessed with that, you're obsessed with the graph. So it's really exciting to know you all. And thanks for having me.
Yeah, Jeff, thank you. So I want to thank you all for listening to this episode of KnowledgeCast. Jeff, once again, thank you for joining us. This is really neat stuff. To check out and learn more information on knowledge management and knowledge management systems, including graphs, visit our website at enterprise-knowledge.com. Thanks, everyone.